Day 328, or November the 24th. You can get what you expect. Our thoughts today are rooted in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 5. They exceeded our expectations. They gave themselves first of all to the Lord, and then by the will of God, also to us. Another big picture surrounding this verse. Paul tells the Corinthians that they are to be motivated by the love that Christ has so lavishly spread amongst them. This will keep inspiring them as they witness to the message of reconciliation that is available only in Jesus Christ. Then there are a few stern verses in this letter that warn them not to be yoked together with unbelievers. In the early days of the church, this was a particularly big problem, because Gentiles were able to amend and mix their religions with impunity, and now Paul is telling them not only do they need to keep pure in doctrine, but also in practical things like marriage. Over the centuries, this has been the advice offered to a couple who were seeking marriage when only one of them was a committed Christian. It seems the unbeliever's influence almost always wins in such duos. And now our action step for today. Paul tells the believers in the south in Corinth about their brothers and sisters in the churches of Macedonia up in the north of Greece. He relishes the opportunity to brag about their dedication and the willingness of the Macedonian believers to support others financially. How often do you brag about your fellowship? I have preached in churches where I have been full of positive expectation after talking to the leaders before the service. They really were proud of their fellowship, and I sensed it. On the other hand, I have been presented with the exact opposite by being told what a hard, inflexible lot this congregation is, and they were. Expectations are often moulded by what we hear. It works with families and friends too. Expect good things and you're more likely to experience them. It's more than positive thinking, it's seeing the best in others. Try it for yourself.